Congratulations. You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Purple Tears Waz.
Oh, I'm sorry, May.
It's okay.
I'm very sorry for your loss, and I want to express my deepest and most profound condolences to everyone who has felt the incredibly personal loss of Prince.
Our beloved, dearly beloved.
Yes. And I want to say I had a little bit of misgivings because we wanted to dedicate this episode to Prince. Mm-hmm. But I'm afraid to play any of his music in the episode because I think it would be against his wishes.
I think it might be. Maybe we could do a little
I could get the Muzak version. So this week we're doing a ramble, and that's another thing is so we won't have our usual bluegrass music since we're dedicating to Prince.
Yes.
And just FYI for new listeners, usually, okay, first off, a ramble is when we ramble off all the events in the upcoming months. And second thing, it's based on the bluegrass ramble back on WOSU in Columbus, Ohio, where I'm from.
Ohio.
They would list off all the bluegrass shows that were happening in a 100-mile radius of Columbus over the next year, it seemed like. It went on for like 45 minutes, which is what we shoot for with our ramble.
Hey.
So we'll just be doing that. Usually we play bluegrass, but in solidarity,
we're playing Prince.
Exactly.
And I'm gonna start the ramble off with a couple Prince updates,
some Prince events.
So I'm just gonna go straight into that. Really excited about it. I'm gonna be there at all of them, so if you want to dance and go crazy with me, Maysoon, come on out. I don't have anything purple, but it doesn't matter.
And hug and cry.
Let's hug and cry, because I have been known to cry recently when thinking about Prince.
You have been known.
I have been known. People have seen it.
Anyhow,
so tonight, April 27th, at the Elbow Room, there is a Prince Celebration of Life, 9 p.m., $5 cover. It's going to be fun. Myself and some other local artists will be there dancing like crazy. Thursday, April 28th, When Doves Cry, a dance night tribute party to Prince at 10:15 Folsom, 9 p.m., probably a cover charge, although I don't have that information. On Saturday, April 30th, this is all this weekend, This Thing Called Life, a celebration of Prince at Mezzanine, 9 p.m. And then, you know, in a couple more weeks, mid-May, so if you didn't get your Prince on, maybe you're out of town and you just feel like you really missed out in the Bay Area, you can go ahead and join us over at the New Parish in Oakland at 9 p.m. on May 13th for a party called Welcome to the Dawn, a Prince tribute. And then a long-term goal of mine and friend of the show, Jennifer Wofford, is to get Glenn Helfand, local curator and writer and educator.
Karaoke star,
to do a redux of his exhibition from 1993 called Pop Life, Art Inspired by Prince. We want him to do another version.
Ooh, I would make some right? Prince art.
So there are some local heroes in that show, Cliff Hanks, Scott Huecker, Jennifer Locke, Kevin Killian, amongst others in that show.
Luminaries all.
Total luminaries. So those are the upcoming Prince events.
Prince events. I hope people are scheduling Prince events far into the future.
Me too. I might need to schedule one myself.
For the rest of the decade, if not many more decades to come.
Can I just tell listeners also that I went to the Castro to watch Purple Rain on Monday, and it was a packed house. They opened the balcony. Everyone was singing out loud. Everyone was dancing and everyone was crying. And it was the most amazing, awesome San Francisco Castro moment ever. Where it's like, everyone needs to come to the Castro all the time. Whenever you're feeling down, just fucking go to the Castro Theater. It is the best place ever. Love them. Love it.
That's fantastic, Maysoon. I'm so glad you went.
Oh, man.
Was
so
it
good.
Cathartic?
Yeah. I mean, everyone was singing to the as loud as they could. Like, you could almost not hear the screen. We were like yelling at them to turn it up because we wanted like the music to be as loud as possible.
Aww.
It was so fun.
That's tender.
It was great. All right.
On to the rest of the events.
On to other events.
April 28th, Thinking of You, Beam Gilsdorf and Ray Mack featuring Marshall Elliott. And that runs from sometime to another. I'm going to guess a month.
Hey,
and the opening is on the 28th from 6 to 9. I don't think Bean Gilsdorf will be there because she's in Poland.
On Thursday, April 28th, we have an event called Things in Films.
No.
Yes. Shut up.
I'm in that one and I'm so nervous.
Kate, we all love you so much.
I want to like rip my skeleton out.
It's at the Alamo Drafthouse here in the Mission on Mission
Street. I'm going to cry right now just thinking about it.
She's crying right now, guys. It's stories.
Everyone else will be so good, though. So everyone come.
Stories about things in film with Anthony DeCenza, DJ Real, Starley Kine.
From This American Life.
Not Kate Rhodes.
Thank you.
And others. And it's part of the San Francisco International Film Festival, so it's definitely a ticketed event. But come on up. I mean,
here's something that doesn't make me nervous. April 29th, we'll be protesting Donald Trump because he's giving a fucking speech at the Hyatt Regency San Francisco Airport. The address, listen closely now, is 1333 Bayshore Highway, and that's in lovely Burlingame. Great place for Mediterranean food.
Mm-hmm. I saw that event starts at 7 a.m.
Oh, well, I think they're telling people to get there then, but I don't think he's supposed to go on until 11.
Okay, but organizing has to happen early.
Yes.
So get it together.
And it's a far-flung place, especially if you're coming from the East Bay.
Can you get there by BART,
I think, yeah, you can get to the
SFO. I guess you go to the airport and then you take the shuttle.
Yeah, something like that. But I've been waiting for Trump to come to California because this will be the last place he ever goes.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to get excited.
JK, that's not a death threat.
This rally is hosted by the Anti-Police Terrorism Project, Black Lives Matter Bay Area,
yep.
Black Youth Project 100, and the Blackout Collective.
And they were saying to organizers that people are organizing in their affinity groups, so there's not one overarching.
Like
they're saying
organizing.
Like whatever tactics you're going to do are your own idea.
Interesting. Very cool.
So.
Also on April 29th, a little later in the day, there's an event called Enough is Enough. It's a public forum on police violence. And that's at the Mission Neighborhood Center at 362 Cap Street. 362 Cap Street. And that's from 5:30 to 8. And I actually just learned this week, but there's been an ongoing hunger strike in front of the Mission Police Station, which is on Valencia Street. And I want to go by probably over the weekend and sort of stand vigil with the strikers or with the people.
Can they have juice?
If they're on a hunger strike, I doubt
water.
It.
Water. You give them water. You could bring water.
Maybe. I just think, you know, it's important
be there.
And talk to people who need to be talked to and, you know, who have questions and just like show your support and have bodies there supporting, because that cannot be an easy place to be.
No.
That sounds awful, but important.
Totally. Okay, friend of the show, Eli Thorne, is having a show at Royal Nonesuch Gallery. The name of the show is Yellow Number 5, bruh. And it starts on April 30th, as I probably mentioned now 13 times, and closes on May 28th. Also, there will be a night of like talks and poetry, and that is on May 21st. The title of that event is Other Bodies, and it is at 6 p.m.
This weekend, April 29th through May 1st, there's the WA Festival at Mission Dance. WA stands for We Are Here, and it's a platform for diverse women, choreographers, musicians, and artists creating a temporary work through a feminist lens.
Mayday, May 1st, the ILWU Local 10 is called for a Mayday March against police brutality, union busting, and other issues. Meeting at 11 a.m. at the ILWU Hall, and that's at 400 North Point in San Francisco.
Hey.
There's a lot of stuff going on May Day. There's also going to be a rally at Fruitvale BART. They meet at noon, and they're going to march to San Antonio Park, and there's just going to be all kinds. Also on May 2nd, there's going to be a day of action. Just get over there, chat with somebody. Sneeze on somebody, and they'll let you know everything else that's going on.
On a less less political, maybe a little front, but
more light,
more
keeping it light on another front.
Not so light, but light, lightish.
Medium
light.
Medium well.
Also on May Day, May 1st, the Evolution of Power in Oakland, a Stairwells field trip. Stairwells is an art
run
collective.
Run that by me again.
The title, it's a Stairwells field trip, and it's called The Evolution of Power.
Evolution, got it.
In Oakland, specifically. So that's on May 1st as well, from noon to 1:30. You can get tickets on Brown Paper Tickets. Taking a visit to the Oakland Museum of California, or meeting at the Oakland Museum of California.
And that's where to open engagement.
Most likely, yes.
People are getting riled up about open engagement. There's some issues there that I was not aware of.
I would be curious to see how those unfold.
Me too.
I mean, how like the actions around open engagement unfold.
I know people are going to be agitating in support of the adjunct unions, the SFAI and CCA, who both are underwriters or sponsors or something of open engagement, been standing in the way of their adjuncts unionizing. So,
shame.
Keep that in mind. Shame!
Shame on you!
That was fun to shame.
Yeah, we can shame.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, Liberated Lynn's local filmmaker series is presenting The Waiting Room. That is on Tuesday, May 3rd from 7 to 9 at Omni Commons in Oakland. Oh, if you don't know the address, it's 4799 Shattuck Avenue. Is that Shattuck over there?
It is.
Right there, next to
it's
Telegraph.
It's right where Telegraph and Shattuck meet.
That's where the Omni is.
Yep.
That's Shattuck Avenue.
That's Shattuck.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a gun.
Filmmaker Peter Nix chronicles events at Oakland's Highland Hospital's emergency room, where the underworked staff and many uninsured patients must cope with disease, injury, bureaucracy, and hard choices.
Hard choices.
Doors open at 6:30. Film starts at 7. $5, and then it says NOTAFLOF. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
No one turned away for lack of funds.
Oh, you know that?
Fuck. I just fucking defined
it, and you're like, no.
I just impressed myself. So go to that.
Good.
Free snacks and popcorn.
Free snacks. Go to it for more than the free snacks.
I am an abbreviation champion. Acronym.
Shoot. On. Appreciation champions, really cute.
Your turn.
On May 2nd, the Tournesol Award applications are due.
Yeah.
Due Monday, May 2nd.
Remember, you only get 5 chances. Seize the day. You can do it.
Go to the Headlands.
How much is it? 10 grand? 15 grand? 20 grand? And a studio out there at the Headlands. Good luck with that. Get a car if you don't have one.
Or a bicycle.
But I don't mean to cast aspersions.
Everyone quiet down. Deadline is Monday, May 2nd. Visit the Headlands website for more information.
It's just on Slide Room. Easiest way to
just
apply.
Just do it.
Slide Room. Have you ever judged shit from Slide Room? What's it like on the other side?
I can't remember.
Do they download it on? Or
it's all
do you,
like PDFs,
are you on a web?
You're on like a web portal.
It's like a PDF?
You're looking at PDFs.
Then why did sometimes on Slide Room they make you include a PDF slide list as like a whole nother thing that the fucking... Is a Tournesol Award a free app? I forget.
Don't listen to us, people.
Don't
just
listen
apply.
To us. Just apply.
Just apply. Just don't apply. Worry about anything. Just go and apply.
On May 5th, Bell Hooks is doing
What's
something
up?
At SFAI. They're calling
something.
It a listening experience.
Ooh, that sounds Bell great.
Bell Hooks is so amazing. So go listen to her talk at the SFAI Lecture Hall. That's Thursday, May 5th.
Sounds good.
I didn't put a time. Noon. 12 noon.
Oh.
Too bad, but
lunch hours.
Quit your job.
On May 3rd, there's the East Bay Gives 2016. Do you know anything about this, Kate?
Yeah, real time and space is part of it. Where
I think
you
there's
give
a bunch
us
of,
your money.
There's a bunch of places. Let me just give a little readout here on this.
Oh, shoot. Can I make a quick note before that? While all this open engagement shit's going on, real time and space is hosting a hangout area in our parking lot. We're going to have lemonade and some other shit and donations. Give us donations.
Is that what it is?
There's also events at Real Time and Space, but main thing is come on by, hang
and
out.
Spend
it's
your money.
Free. If you're not going to open engagement, but you want to see some of the people that are going, just come hang out
or
in our parking lot and people come
talk
by.
About them.
Yeah.
How far
and
is that from Oakland?
We're
Museum?
Part of the Oakland Gives thing, so people who donate do a magic power hour. I'm really not a good representative.
Here we
but
go.
Come on by.
And on May 3rd, Tuesday, May 3rd is when you can, I think you have 24 hours to donate on that day.
Yeah, that's the thing. And there's like special prizes for the organizations that get like the most donations in an hour.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Let me just read this real quick. The East Bay Community Foundation supports the transformational work of hundreds of nonprofits in the Alameda and Contra Costa County region. East Bay Gives is our chance to bring 360 local nonprofit organizations together with hundreds of donors who want to help fund their vital work in our communities.
Do it.
Good times. It's awesome.
There's so many different, all different kinds of organizations.
I'm excited.
Something for everyone.
May 3rd, mark your calendars. Give some money.
And then later on down the line, on May 7th, Martha Rossler is giving a talk at Stanford. Special thanks to Emily Holmes for mentioning this to me.
Good.
And the title of her talk or whatever is Appearing in Public, Public Sphere, and Public Space. And that is not on May 7th. As previously mentioned, it is in fact on May 5th.
Was it the wrong day?
May 5th at 7.
Oh,
that's confusing.
Yeah.
See, damn you, Martha Rossler. From 7 to 9 p.m. And the location for that is building 420.
Good luck finding that.
You'll be able to smell it. And that is Jordan Hall, room 040.
Jesus.
Dear God. I really want to go to that, though, but I probably won't. But
you
I feel like they videotape their shit. Do they? No one videotapes their fucking lectures. I'm always hearing everyone's
they
giving
do.
Lectures
people,
24/7,
videotape,
but
I think,
don't see it.
I think it's the like post-production part of that. Like
where
getting,
you have to just put it online.
Getting the video online. Like no one wants to do.
Maybe they just put them all in the library. Martha Rossler is fucking awesome.
On May 9th, we have Equitable Representation Through the Arts, a community conversation with Mark Bamuti Joseph over at Yerba Buena Center for the Arts. From 6:30 to 8:30.
May 9th. Here's another one, kind of in the same vein. Racism and white privilege in the LGBT community. Please join Alice B. Toklas, LGBT Democratic Club, for a discussion and testimonials on racism and white privilege in the LGBT community. Cool. We need it, people. We need to be having these discussions. LGBT is not free from white supremacy. That rhymed kind of, Mamie.
Yeah, that was good.
Thank you.
Can you say it again?
No.
Okay.
Monday, May 9th at 6... That event I just mentioned is Monday, May 9th at 6:30 p.m. It is at 518 Valencia, which is...
Right in my
neighborhood. Do you encyclopedically know the address of every single building on your street?
It's between 17th and 18th.
But the building is the Eric Quezada Center for Culture and Politics.
Actually, I think it's between 16th and 17th. I know that room.
On May 12th, Brent Green and Sam Green are doing a live cinema thingy. And it is at the Exploratorium at 7 p.m.
Are they related?
I don't know, but Brent Green gave the most bizarre lecture I've ever seen an artist give. And so that sounds like it'll
is
be
Is he
a good
the
one.
Guy who had the show at Stephen Wolf?
Yes.
God, I love him.
He was a wackadoo.
That is awesome.
I
couldn't remember his name for the life of me. I'm so glad that's him.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I'm going.
Oh, good.
Cool.
Explo. And then I'm in a show.
What?
I don't always like to...
Do you want me to talk
toot
about
my
it?
Own horn
you
for shows, but I've been working
like
for like
day and
four
night, really.
Months on this damn thing.
It's she's in
and
a
will
artist
it be
in residence
good?
At Recology.
Will it be good? Who knows?
It's gonna
I
be
know
awesome.
Weston Teruya's work will be fucking awesome.
Totally.
It's a sight to behold. And the student resident, Christina Velasquez, is also a force to be reckoned with. My work will be there. Some weird puppet video I'm making.
My work will be there too.
And that is May 20th in the evening. And then May 21st during the afternoon. And then the
you
following...
You said you had all the information, you big
I sure do. And then the following Tuesday, we're giving our little artist talks if you want to come by for that.
Kate, if the listener could only come to one of those events, which would you recommend most?
Opening night.
Yes.
That's when the food truck will be there.
What kind of food?
I'm not sure. Tacos. And then, but before that, on May 19th, at Southern Exposure, the Artists in Education Mentorship Program is having its exhibition where the mentees made their work and they're going to have a show.
Oh, my God. It's all
their it's been work a real year. It's so good.
It's been a year.
I'm literally crying. All their work is so good. There's, I like, about a dozen of them. I'm just a mentor for one person, so I don't keep track of all that.
But this has been like a year in the process.
Yep, we started. Yeah, some of the mentors and mentee pair started back in October. And so, yeah, it's been like the whole school year, just drinking Capri Sun, eating Cheez-Its, and talking about concepts and form.
So cool.
So please come to that. That, again, is May 19th, and the opening is at... gotta be going on at 6.
7 to 9.
Is it for sure?
That's so
a little earlier
that's
than that. All right.
Maybe it's 6 to 9.
And the name of that show is Real Feels and Roller Coasters.
Yes. Good title.
Thank you. Right?
Is that Feels with a Z or an S? Just curious.
Ugh, I wish it was with a Z, but it's with an S.
Real Feels. What kind of work should the listener kind of expect to see?
It's going
to
be all everything. Kinds. All cool. Kinds. Streetwear, comic books, paintings, ooh, video, installation, food.
Nice.
Who knows?
Oh, that's exciting.
Oh, I skipped a couple of things.
Keep going, Kate.
Also on May 13th, something's going on at City Limits. Somebody's like in residence there or something, and there's going to be a show about it.
There's going to be a something or something.
And that opens at 7, and they go all the way on for days. Their opening stretch on for days. So get there before midnight.
Good luck with that one, listener. I'm not sure what you'll see.
May 17th, Radar presents Black Queer Artists in Conversation. That is at 6:45 p.m. at the GLBT Historical Society. And that is at 4127 18th Street in San Francisco. If you want the postal code, it is 94114 if you want to put that in your GPS. I almost forgot this very important one. Saturday, May 21st, Bonanza is having a fashion show at Alter Space. That's at 1158 Howard Street in San Francisco. It's going to be their most extreme and awe-inspiring fashion show yet. And the line or the show is called Cabin Pressure.
On May 20th, there's This, That, and Hours in the Sun.
Cute. Where's that?
And that's with Leah Rosenberg and Carissa Potter Carlson.
Uh-oh, it's getting cuter.
Curated by Alice Wu. That's going to be...
Watch the whole show be about,
God
like,
damn it.
Mutilation
I don't know
something.
Where that's going to be, people.
JK. What? You don't know where that's going to be? Do a quick Google on those
the
three
opening
names.
Receptionist.
Put them in quotes.
Who, me?
Oh, no,
the
to
listener.
To the listener.
The opening reception is May 20th from 5 to 8. The show runs from May 20th to June 24th.
I have mystery location.
I have no idea where, so good luck with that, listener.
That was your last one?
That was my last one.
One quick thing in the very beginning of June is Just Cause is having a night at the El Rio. I think it's like a fundraiser for them. So
what's Just Cause?
Just Cause / Casa Yusta. They are like a tenants' rights and like anti-displacement organization. You'd be all over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you go to El Rio, I think on Friday, June 3rd at 9 p.m., you can probably help raise some money for them and get involved.
Do it.
I'm
El Rio's
didn't
a
put
really
a lot
fun place
of,
to go anyhow. Also,
they have the cutest and nicest bouncer in the world, or doorman.
That's sweet. And then I just wanted, so I've figured out that the Leah Rosenberg and Carissa Potter Carlson opening or
oh, you got
exhibition
it? Where
is
it?
Is at Legion.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been there before. 678 Commercial Street.
Well, here's your chance.
Here's May the
June
chance.
And listener. Is that it?
Yes.
I don't know why I touched your stack of papers. I'm terribly sorry. Okay, one last thing, as we promised to mention again, Compound is having their 8th anniversary. Here's a little bit. Is it also the Hunger Games? The Compound 8th anniversary party is on Saturday, May 8th. Perfect. Hey. 8 year on the 8th. From 6 to 9 p.m. And the address is 1167 65th Street in Oakland. It's just off of San Pablo Avenue.
Got lots of numbers working for them.
The night will include 3 exhibition openings, art demonstrations, and more, and all events are free and wheelchair accessible.
Cool.
Compound was established in 2008.
This is a Beyoncé album.
This includes over 12,000 square feet of space with 3 curated exhibition spaces, workspace for more than 60 artists.
Wow.
And facilities for printmaking, ceramics, woodworking, metalworking, photography, and digital art. So if you want to see anything else about them, they are at thecompoundgallery.com. And we love them. Good job, Compound.
Good job.
And P.S., Beyoncé's new album is amazing. And he does not have a clear... He didn't have a will.
He didn't?
I just heard that on the radio today.
Weird.
That he didn't have a will, so, like, it's unclear who's gonna be, like, the benefactor of his, like...
Estate?
All his work and his fortune and whatever, yeah.
God, I hope they take care of that. I mean, I hope it gets considered.
Especially, Well, and, like, didn't... This is might be going down conspiracy road or whatever, but didn't he... He, like, just got back all the rights to all his shit, right? And so did Michael Jackson right before he died.
No, did he get his rights back?
Yeah.
Because I thought Apple had them. Apple Records.
Dog.
They did have them for a long time.
No, it's all weird conspiracy. I'm just putting it out there.
Mm.
Also, Michael Jackson, Prince, and Madonna were all born in the same year. I hope that's it for tragic loss for the rest of the year.
Crazy.
Should we do an incantation or anything?
I can't. I don't have it in me.
Just a really, really quick one.
You do it.
No one else will die this year.
No one else will die this year.
Perfect. Good. I wish we really had that power. But then we'd also have to have no one else be born this year. Because then it would just get out of control.
Yeah, the balance would be all fucked up. Poor Earth can't handle it.
Maybe we should just leave it to Mother Gaia.
Yes.
All right.
I think in general we should leave it to Mother Earth.
I agree.
I mean, we should also be responsible to her in the same vein.
Right. Well, absolutely. She calls the shots and we just, you know, make the plays. Is that sports?
You just became like a football announcer.
Oh, great.
Or coach or whatever.
Well, my mother will be proud.
So is Mother Earth. She loves you.
That's fantastic. So on that note, everyone, from the bridge
to the other bridge
to the island in between, this has been Congratulations Pine Tree.
Time, mess with your mind. Hurry before it's too late. Let's fall in love, get mad, have a baby. We'll call him Nate if it's a boy.